Wow, classic Guadalupean vibes there. That was Kassav, a group that's been active since 1979. Wow. And that was Siebois, and a track from 1987 there. And yeah, one of the classics of Zouk music, which is with the style, well, it's always upbeat. And it was originated in the French Caribbean there, Guadeloupe and Martinique, the neighboring French island that has Dominica, the British island, in between them. So both of those are still overseas territories of France. Somehow, loopholes, France still has territories around the world, including the Caribbean, in the Indian Ocean. Last week we traveled to Africa. Guinea was a former French country, and a lot of Africa was. So yeah, the French had interests everywhere. They, alongside the British, took over the world essentially, and all their wacky fights between them over territory. And Guadeloupe switched hands several times between the French and the British. Actually, it was settled by the French in the 1600s, and. Well, the native people, the Carib Americans, were essentially wiped out. And yet, 1674 is when France took over, and then it passed hands between the French and the British many times. It was a very lucrative place for the sugar trade industry. Actually, apparently it made more money a year than all of the British Caribbean islands combined. 1759, the British captured Guadeloupe, and interesting piece here that it has to do with Canada. In 1763, Britain gave Guadeloupe back to France. I guess they made an agreement. They decided France was more. They decided Canada was more important. So apparently, France could choose between. Britain could choose between Guadeloupe or Canada, and they chose to keep Canada instead and gave Guadeloupe back to France. So. Yeah, interesting history, fascinating and depressing and interesting. So yeah, anyways, long story. Still part of France. There you go. Napoleon actually had a lot to do there. Apparently his first wife was from Guadeloupe, and so on. And they still use the euro there. So yeah, we're going to get to the music, though. Amazing stuff from Guadeloupe. A lot of music that's become popular in France and across the Caribbean. And next, we're going to just hear something from Les Vikings de Guadeloupe. 70s music here. And their music has been reissued recently. So this is a track called Titong by the Vikings of Guadeloupe. Yes, there were Vikings and pirates in the Caribbean. Good times, and the Caribbean vibes continue.
Capita yo que mange tol, ni a de yo qui jar la jol. Parce que malgré tu es la marine, les autres dans un atomium. Faut dire la reine du poitrinaire. Dis-le pas, dis-le, dis-le pas, dis-le. Radio fait chaud, cabaye nouvelle, reporter à nous tes six places. Je vais m'assister au procès, ça officiel du singulé. Déjà bien non, c'est soufioni, bien merci de votre attention. Ici Bastet, Radio Typique. Mais non, mais non, mais non, mais non, mais tu as pas vrai.
suis pas vrai. We'll be right back. son mili. Guada, guada, eh. Guada, guada. Mama, guada, guada, guada. Mama, guada, mama, guada. Mama, guada, kage, kega. Nuke fete, nuke choye. Gisle l'apocalypse, mili. Guada, guada, eh. Guada, guada. Mama, guada, mama, guada. Doué me pour l'éternité. Guada, guada, eh. Guada, guada. Mama, guada, guada, guada.
Hits keep coming in Guadalupe. That is Frank Nicholas and his group of merrymakers, and the track Mama Guada, the album also of the same name that came out in 2006. So yeah, a lot of horns and African instruments on that, including the kalimba, tabla. No, that's not African, I don't think. The balafon, the African xylophone. And yeah, really cool stuff. Very unique group. Never heard anything quite like that before. And by the way, they speak a French Creole in Guadalupe, and a lot of the music, well, almost all the music is in that language. So very, very beautiful stuff. And it seems like they're very economical with words. Like a lot of the French words are just kind of in short forms to save time and ink, I guess. So before that, before Frank Nicholas, you heard Edmony Crater. And that fella seemed to be a bit of an unknown artist in the 80s, but his album just got reissued. His hard to find album, Tijan Puvelo, reissued this year, February 5th, 9 tracks, and yes, a tribute to the musicians of roots music. And that track I played called Rythme à la vie, Rhythms of Life. And yeah, very, very drum centered. And before that, we heard The Vikings of Guadalupe, Les Vikings de Guadalupe, and the track Titong Titong, a group that's been around since 1966. That's exactly 50 years. And they just came back this year and played a show in March, actually, at a concert hall in Paris, where I'm sure there's a lot of Guadeloupeans who've immigrated to France. And yeah, they got a new album called Encore en Titou. And that is a compilation of their music over the last 50 years, 1966 to 2016. So yeah, very, very cool, very classic music there. And next, you'll hear something that also hits home in Canada, a artist named Malika Tirolien. And she she's Guadeloupean, of course, but she's based now in Montreal and has risen to fame. She was part of Cirque du Soleil's Nuba concert as a vocalist, and also guested on Snarky Puppy's album called Family Dinner. They won a Grammy for that. So the instrumental band invited vocalists, and she was one of the eight to perform on that record. So now she's got a solo album, came out in 2014, and it's this track from that album is called Racine, Roots. So beautiful drumming and vocals here, Malika Tirolien on Wandering Rhythms. Hey yo, Wandering Rhythms in Guada. That's how the locals say Guadalupe. Yeah, one of the islands in the Lesser Antilles, but they are no less awesome than the Greater Antilles. Yes, Guadalupe, still overseas territory of France, still some tensions there. There were some protests back in 2009 in Guadalupe, which even went over and went over to Martinique, the other French territory. And yeah, these economies very much dependent on tourism, very high cost of living, and the salaries don't quite live up to the cost of food and other necessities. Things are much more expensive than they are in mainland France. So there's some tensions there, and I guess ongoing. Not so much news about that now, but still part of France, as is French Guiana in South America, on the north coast of South America. So, yeah, interesting in the 21st century that such a thing is still ongoing. Yes, you heard just recently some beautiful soul music, some new sounds out of the French Caribbean. The last artist was Sébastien Drumeau and his album called Fosse et Lanmou, which mixes some songs that are in the native language there, the French Creole, some that are English. That one was in Creole, and the album, or the song, was Songe Mouen from 2015. And before that, we heard Malika Tirolien, based in Montreal, and yes, from Guadeloupe, great singer. Her song there was called Racine. And next, we're going to hear something from the roaring 80s, when there was so much fusion going on. Fusion, dirty word to some, but I like music that fuses styles. This is a group called Guacasone, and they play a music inspired by the traditional drumming of Guadeloupe called Guoca, and they mix that with jazz and I would call it prog rock. Actually, maybe 70s. This is a title called Algérie 62, and this is a very long song. Not so very long, but long enough that you'll definitely sink right into it. So, Guacasone, classic music of Guadeloupe right here. Algérie 62 on Wandering Rhythms.